GCNminerals.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this sunny, hot day in the state of Minnesota, Friday, July 8th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do so. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, folks, just if you're a new listener, just so you understand, the show where we think for ourselves is the Sons of Liberty, and we make not the others the measure of our conduct. Not at all. We only have 1 hour, so we need to kick this off as quick as possible. I love the topic. I love the train of thought that we're on today. All week we've been talking about sowing and reaping, and you reap what you sow. And we talked earlier about how God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. In Galatians 6, you can check it out for yourself. And we know that it's a law unto itself. We reap what we sow, just like a farmer does. So aside of that, let's kind of coincide and see if we can't make today's show congruent with the last four. Folks, just to jump to topic really quick. I was online last night just looking at the stuff. Folks, what the media writes about me, it's so far out there. I'm amazed that these people have jobs. I mean, their editors apparently are not, they don't really have a concern or a care if they have the facts or the stats or the actual events. Or things that I really said, or what we've really said, Jake. It's so bad, folks, that there's no credibility at all. No integrity. I even told the crew here in the ministry, I said, you know what? I should really honestly begin to offer $1,000 to the person that can play the audio or the video of me saying the things that they say that I say. And who are we up against, and who am I up against? Well, it's the same people that are attacking Beck, the same people that are talking Limbaugh, the same people that are attacking Sean Hannity, the same people that are attacking anybody in anything that stands for who we are and American values as the underlay. George Soros and his little minions.
He loves America.
Oh, that's who's promulgating these lies throughout the country. And what's even more disturbing about that fact, folks, is that he actually has people that will take his money to sell out their country. It's incredible to me. But back to my point, it was so bad. I seen one article, and I just want you to check this out, and you're going to get my train of thought right away. This is what it said. This is out of Minneapolis. Folks, it's worse than the Inquirer. It's really that bad. Everyone's favorite odious preacher, Bradley Dean, that would be moi, or moi, has made a cottage industry of pro-America, pro-life, pro-family rhetoric on the radio, the internet, and most recently, Walmart parking lots. So it's too much to ask that he at least be familiar with the law around gay rights. Gays don't have rights. He goes on to say, since he's working so hard to change it. No, I'm just asking for the enforcement of our laws against all crime. He said that apparently Bradley Dean doesn't know what he's talking about when he says that homosexuality is against this law, the laws of our union. He goes on, the anti-sodomy laws. Isn't it interesting how they always put this anti instead of pro? No, what they're really doing is they're saying we are anti your establishment as a republic because we want to overthrow it. So every time you hear anti, put that badge back on them because they're the perpetrators of the crime that they're actually trying to commit or they're trying to have you promulgate. So the anti-sodomy laws in 36th state in Washington, this reporter or this propagandist is trying to say, they're trying to teach me a lesson here. It says this, the anti-sodomy laws in 36 states and in Washington, D.C., were either struck down in court or legislated out of existence by 2003. Minnesota's anti-sodomy law was ruled unconstitutional in 2001, Doe versus Ventura. In 2003, the U.S. Supreme Court, listen carefully, put themselves against God, invalidated anti-sodomy laws in 14 more states when it struck down Lawrence versus Texas. The very ones that are supposed to play the pillars in our society are the very ones saying that it's unconstitutional. And then this propagandist said, apparently these inconvenient facts slipped by Bret Michaels wannabe. And I laughed so hard. I had a laugh so hard. As a matter of fact, I even tried calling this joker today to tell him how much I appreciated his propaganda. Firstly, I'm not trying to be Bret Michaels because Bret Michaels ain't got jack on me. Secondly, this propagandist proves my point to a T. The judges that are supposed to be enforcing the laws of who we are as a republic under God are the very ones saying it's unconstitutional to those that want to overthrow your constitution. How's that working out for you, homosexual communities? How's that working out for you, America, when you fall for the line that it's an anti-gay preacher or anti-gay rhetoric? No, we're pro-family. Now, this is my point. When they begin to say that all these laws are now unconstitutional, let me ask you the question. Why were they constitutional up until 2003? And who's beginning to set themselves against heaven because it's a danger thing to spit against heaven in our country? We'll be right back after this break and continue this thought.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. 1-866-233-0747. I was talking about a reporter, which is interesting. He wrote an article about me, and I want to prove my point here in just a second. But isn't it interesting? I called the newspaper that he actually wrote the article about me on. There was 29 articles written about me. Folks, I never heard from one of these supposed reporters. When I called the this propaganda outlet, I said, can I speak to so-and-so, because I was in a humorous mood. I just wanted to tell him, thanks, man. You act like you know who I am. How are you doing? Who's this? This is Bradley Dean. Well, I've never talked to you before. That's exactly my point. You write about me like you know who I am, brother. But when I called the propaganda outlet, it's interesting. They said, we have so many freelancers, we don't know how you can get a hold of them. And Jake goes, so you just take everybody's junk. It's interesting how these reporters, where are they at? They're hiding out somewhere in a corner. I mean, there's, again, we're talking about credibility. They have none. America, it's time that you begin to look at the integrity of those that are writing in the newspapers or online. You need to know the integrity of the outsource or who's doing the reporting, if it's reporting at all. That's how bad it's becoming. But anyways, he was talking about me, and he said, apparently Bradley Dean doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, I didn't know, folks, back to my point, I didn't know that it was a judge's job to promote crime.
That's right.
I thought it was their purpose to restrain men from sin, and I want to ask this reporter and everybody that's like-minded with him, how's that working out for you? These judges that are saying that homosexual laws are now unconstitutional, how's that working out for the homosexual that dies on the average age of 42 years old, that contracts disease, and they act like the judges are their best friend?
Yep.
No, the judges are opening the doors so they can destroy themselves a lot quicker had not the laws against them.
Mm-hmm.
If they had the laws against them, they would have still broke the law anyways because they're lawless people.
Yep.
Just ask 7 million people in California that will not be ruled as a republic when they say, we're not going to sit quiet, it's time to overthrow Prop 8. The people already spoke as a republic. But yet they keep yanking it into the courts so the judges will overthrow the voice of the people. How's that working out for the homosexual community? Folks, let me ask you a question. What do you think of a cop that looks the other way when a crime is committed? Is that cop a good cop, or is he a bad cop?
He's an accessory to crime.
Yeah.
And he needs to be removed.
But these reporters are acting like the cop that turns his head at the crime is now the good cop.
Yeah, protect the crime.
And then what they do is they try to incriminate those that stand for the law, the good cops, mm-hmm. and they high-five the bad cops.
Yep.
How's that working out for you? What would you think of a cop that continuously committed crimes towards you, the people, and turned his head at any crime that was being committed against you as a people? You have the homosexual communities advocating the cop that will look the other way and the judge that will say it's unconstitutional that agree with their crimes. How is that working out for the homosexual communities? America, how is that working out for you to accept and to promulgate the message or the position of a bad cop? How's that working out for you? It probably is not working out too well, is it? You know, the Bible says the mercies of the wicked are cruel. They really are. Because you have, for example, the homosexual community saying, oh, this judge, these judges are, man, they're striking down the laws and they're saying yes to everything that we're doing. And by the way, your kids are eating the pill.
Yep.
Right? And they're sitting there saying, yeah, man, these guys are just like us and they're seeing things our way. Wait a second, you're setting yourself at war with God, folks. And the mercies of the wicked are cruel are the judges that are saying it's unconstitutional to enforce the laws of the republic, which God gave in Exodus 18:21. And they act like they're those judges are their friends or the bad cops are their friends. That's not how you maintain a society at all. It will never work that way in a million years. What do you think, folks, of a preacher that doesn't preach out against sin? Is he your friend when he's withholding the truth that brings you to repentance before a just and a holy God who sent his son Jesus Christ to die on Calvary over 2,000 years ago? He's not helping your soul. He's damning your soul when he doesn't preach the truth. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. The kisses of an enemy are deceitful, yet these criminal minds are in agreement with those that are opening the floodgates to destroy the people that love them for doing it. How foolish can one be? Are judges that overthrow the Constitution, are they your friends or are they your enemies? The same analogy with cops. Just yesterday, this came to our attention, that in Georgia, Jake, you want to go ahead and expound that?
Yeah, in Atlanta, they have 55,000 students in their Atlanta public school systems. And what's been happening here recently is there's been an investigation on that school system by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. They found that 178 teachers and 38 principals have been cheating on the students' exams. Teachers and principals erased and corrected mistakes on students' answer sheets.
Ooh.
The area superintendents silenced whistleblowers and rewarded subordinates who met academic goals by any means possible.
Now, the question I have for America, and I'm talking to you as well,
that's
Jake.
That's this press committee.
Now, are those teachers really looking out for the good of those students?
Oh, they love the children. Yes, they do. They absolutely.
Okay. Now, the rebellious kids love those teachers for
yep.
getting them through. By the way, over 700,000 kids that graduated from public high school cannot even read their high school diplomas. And this is the mentality that reporters are pushing on the American people, that these are the good guys that are cheating kids through to get their diplomas.
Yep.
That judges that overthrow the law are the good guys, and the cops that turn their head towards the crimes are the good cops.
Yep.
Oh, my. Do you have any idea what you're allowing to fall upon you and your posterity, folks? You are asking, you are daring God's justice, number one, and number two, you are hastening judgment upon yourself
yep.
to adhere to this kind of a mentality. This is so foolish. This reporter exemplified my point. Bad cops exemplify my point. Bad judges exemplify my point. But yet they think they got something to teach me.
Yeah. It's something that we don't want to learn. When a judge, I think what the lesson that I'm learning out of this whole thing, as I continue to grow in knowledge and I continue to understand law and how important it is to have law, because without law, you have no protection. You have no walls. You have no guards. And how much worse is it when that which is entrusted with the law to apply the law, because that's a judge's job, turns against the law, you have no protection whatsoever. Now you have anarchy. And then once anarchy comes, then you have tyranny, because tyranny's got to control it.
Let me show you what happens when the law comes in, okay? The voice of the people that magnify the republic. They say to those judges that say it's unconstitutional what was constitutional for 235 years.
Yeah, they say the law is unconstitutional.
That's right. But the people come in and say, you know what? We understand the word impeachment, so we'll say goodbye to you. In Milwaukee, March 18th, a Milwaukee police officer, speaking of cops now, who allegedly bought a 7-year-old boy's Social Security, he bought a Social Security number of a 7-year-old boy and used it to buy a Mercedes, was arrested this week. Lyman Taylor, 33, was freed on a $5,000 bond Wednesday. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported he was charged with felony identity theft, which carries a potential sentence of 6 years in prison. God always catches up.
Yes.
The people always catch up. Yep. People that promulgate this kind of garbage, they think that they're getting one over on the law, when in fact it will never, ever work that way. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again and again and again and again and again. The seed of the righteous will never perish. So those are at war with God, and those that are at war with who we are as a people, you're wasting your time.
Yep. That's the same thing with these students in the school system. They were seeing double-digit increases in kids' scores on their tests. They were receiving rewards for the great work in the Atlantic School District.
Yeah.
Only to find out, due to these great rewards and these great achievements, it was all cheated.
Yeah.
It was all cheated, and it all came out. They tried to cover it up.
Where's the merit in that?
There is no merit in it. That's right.
At length, they're hurting those kids because they're going to get out there and face the real world.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you something, and I want everybody to hear me, both sides of the fence here. Who's looking out for who?
Mm-hmm.
Were the teachers looking out for the good of the students, or were the teachers looking out for themselves so they could look good?
That's right.
In the eyes of the public for everything that they were lying about. They received awards for their excellence, which means to surpass others.
Mm-hmm.
There was no excellence there. They were lying. They were cheating. They were violating the laws. They were violating and ruining the kids that they were there. In other words, what they were saying is, we don't have the ability to teach them, so therefore let's destroy them.
That's right.
And while we destroy them, we'll cover it up by lying about it. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come back with this train of thought again. If you'd like to be a part of today's radio show, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
John Kelvin rightly said, a dog barks when his master is attacked. He said, I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet remain silent. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And notice the
folks, we're talking about you and your country. God bless America. Hello. You're under attack. If you guys would like that recorded, there's going to be a fee. You can go to was that iTunes and
yep,
kick
iTunes.
That off? We'll kick that off. Probably sell a couple million of those today.
Nice.
Folks, for those that agree with all the laws being overturned, for those that are okay with the Republican forms of law, you guys are okay with the change that's going on in your country. I want to reiterate what Mr. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said. He said there's a war between you and God's law. He said that Ten Commandments are against you. The first comes forward and says, let him be cursed, for he denies me. He has another God beside me. His God is his belly, and he yields homage to his lust. All the Ten Commandments, like ten great cannons, are pointed at you today, for you have broken all of God's statutes and lived daily in neglect of all of his commandments. Soul, you'll find it a hard thing to go to war with the law. When the law came in peace, Sinai was altogether on smoke, and even Moses said, I exceeding fear and quake. What are you going to do when the law of God comes in terror, when the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave, when the eyes of God shall burn their way into your guilty soul, when the great book shall be opened and all of your sins and shame shall be punished? Can you stand against an angry law in that day? Now you're beginning to understand what drives you to the foot of the cross and why you accept Jesus Christ. What an awesome, awesome, awesome preacher. What an awesome man of God.
And what a legacy he's left for all of us continuously, even today.
Absolutely. And I think it's great for as to what we're talking about right now.
Yep.
Let's take Tony from Tennessee really quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Tony.
I started picking you guys up a couple weeks ago. I come back. I was out of town for a week and turned on this time slot, and there you were.
Awesome.
Awesome.
And I just want to tell you guys, I love you.
Well, we appreciate it.
Glory!
That's why we do what we do, is because we love you, man. And I'm not trying to get all mushy on you, but really, you know what? Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. And that's what it's about. It's about America. It's about coming back together as to who we are and winning back our republic, one nation under God.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just want to tell you guys, keep it up, man.
Well,
Don't stop.
Well, cool. We appreciate that, Tony, very much. Will you hang on? Heather wants to talk to you really quick. Jake, let's get back to the point.
Yep. The superintendent of the school district that was busted cheating had 178 teachers, 38 principals. 44 out of the 56 public schools in this district were busted.
Conspiring against their children.
That's right. They won. The superintendent was awarded the National Superintendent of the Year Award in 2009.
Wow. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I mean, how does that guy sleep at night?
Well, this was a girl, actually.
Really?
Yeah. She slept really well. But what I want to get at, because it goes further, because you can win a Nobel Peace Prize even.
Yeah, that has no more credibility at all.
No.
Either. I mean, when you see Obama Nation receive a Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, he won one. That's right.
That's right. It has no more credibility.
That's right.
I mean, they just discredited themselves in the face of the world, and the world knows it. So they can hand them out all day. It doesn't matter anymore. Nobody cares.
That's right, and that's exactly the point with this. The superintendent won it in 2009, yet in 2011, she's getting busted. 44 out of her 56 schools had massive cheating on their exams. I want to note a couple things, because there's a lot that goes in the story. This mentality, a lot of folks would call it, the socialists or the liberals or the unions or the truth-hating, because in light they do hate truth. That's why they're cheating. They're lying. But I would say it's just God-hating in general.
Wait a second. I hear
That's
Miyagi saying something.
Are.
Do you guys remember the movie from the 80s, Karate Kid 2?
I remember it.
And remember when Miyagi turned back to Daniel and he said, it's only a lie if people believe it.
Yeah.
It's only a lie if people believe it. In other words, what I'm trying to say is for everybody that thinks it's okay that they do what they do, well, they're okay with the lie.
Yeah, because they're either participating in it or they're a liar themselves.
That's exactly right.
Yep. And you'll find that even with this little group. They did a number of things, but I want to point out this. The Atlanta teachers, there was a few Atlanta teachers that tried to raise flags years ago about being forced to help students cheat on standardized tests.
Yeah.
This was a teacher, her name was Verdalia Turner.
Hmm.
She's the president of the
Sister
Atlanta.
Sister Verdalia.
So this is what happened. Turner said that after three teachers from Dunbar came forward with concerns about cheating at their school, people were coming forward and saying, hey, you know, something bad is going on here. Coming to their bosses, the higher-ups, the superintendents, and the principals. The principal then, notice they're saying then a lot, as a matter of fact, they said that the superintendent may not ever return. She may not. There's a good possibility she might not be able to keep her job after all this. Are you kidding me? Duh!
No.
That's part of the point here.
Yeah, we're not just asking, like, she's got an option if she's coming back or not.
Yeah.
The people want the laws enforced against her crimes against their children to be held accountable for the consequences that she brought forth.
That's exactly right. And that's what every normal thinking American should say right there. No, well, she may not return. And people say, oh, good, I hope she doesn't. No, she doesn't, period. She broke the law. She's gone. See ya.
I wonder where she got her credentials.
This principal.
Where do you think she got her credentials?
She probably got her credentials from, I don't know.
I bet George Soros probably gave her credentials.
Well, he would definitely offer her some.
She probably got her credentials from Obama. And Obama's boss, George.
And the same people handing out the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably the same guys.
So these same God-hating people get their credentials all from the same place.
Yeah. It's a bad place to put yourself.
Yes, it is.
Because there's nothing covered that shall not be hid or be made known, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Folks, the minute you begin to think you're going to get one over off of heaven, you really got to stop and think for a second because you reap what you sow.
Yep. God ain't stupid. He sees all things.
Are these teachers, America, are they the friends of the students? Because a lot of the uneducated students would look at the teachers as being their friends by helping them cheat their way to get a diploma that they themselves can't even read.
That's right.
And that's exactly what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, are you listening to what I'm saying? A cop that looks the other way, is he a good cop or a bad cop at crime? A preacher that does not preach out against sin, is he looking or is he helping out that man's soul or is he damning that soul?
That's right.
Is the judges that are overthrowing the laws of the republic, are they helping the people that want the doors opened for them to commit the sins against who we are as a people to destroy it? No. They're actually helping them hasten to destruction. But yet the people that are being destroyed, namely the homosexuals, they act like these corrupt judges are their friends.
Yep, these are great
guys.
No,
because they're just as corrupt as they are. Yep.
And what happens is when a teacher comes up and says, hey, there's cheating going on, this is what they did. Notice what these criminals do. These God-hating, liberal socialists, this is the epitome of what they do.
Yeah.
This principal said, once this principal was notified by teachers that there was cheating going on, the principal was part of it.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to the principal saying, hey, principal, hey, something's going on here that's wrong.
Yeah.
The principal would constantly come into their rooms and would say nasty things to them, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Then on the last day of school, Mrs. Davenport, this principal, after she was notified that there was cheating going on, put these teachers that had reported the cheating in front of all the parents, lined them up, and said to the parents, parents, here are the teachers who are failing your students. Yeah. She criminalized those that were coming forth and saying, hey, there's error going on here, there's cheating going on here for the integrity of our school system, for the love we have for our students. This is wrong and it cannot continue to persist.
Yep.
She was demonized immediately by these principals.
Oh, no. I get it.
They created a huge ring to protect, burn evidence, bury evidence, and demonize those people that were bringing evidence.
Another point, folks, so you understand, when the media demonizes people, you better know right then and there that they themselves are guilty of something.
What are you protecting?
Yes.
That's right. What are you protecting? Now, this is another thing, too, to bring up. After all of this happens and we find out there's all this cheating going on and the superintendent won the superintendent of the year and all these accolades and rewards, I want everybody to hear this. This is, again, coming from these liberal, socialist, God-hating freaks. This is what they come up with. Testing critics say, hold on a second. Whatever the outcome of the state investigation, in other words, almost signifying that, you know, we still don't know if this investigation is true. Wait a minute, 44 out of 56 public schools, 80 teachers have already come forth to confess?
Yeah. No, because it's a lot bigger than
Yeah, and it keeps getting higher.
That's right. So somebody is trying to shut down these investigations to know what really is going on, because this is probably just a drop in the bucket.
That's right. And if it goes back down to...
It always is.
In the South, it wasn't an issue of a couple store owners that hated blacks and wanted segregation.
Yeah.
You go up a little higher, you see it in the police force. You go up a little higher, you see it in governmental structures. Yep. You go up a little higher, it might even wind itself up into the federal government. Oh, and it did! The FBI!
That's why America has to be involved in everything that's going on. In their courts, in their government, in the churches. You have to be involved.
Yep. Because when the people are involved, you are the power when you flex your muscle. But now people are getting involved.
Amen.
They're starting to freak out a little bit here, these guys that have gotten busted.
Yep.
They said that whatever the outcome of this investigation, this state investigation, mind you, these accomplishments should not go unrecognized, he said at this time to the Atlanta Journal. In other words, all the accomplishments we've made, the great strides in test scores that we've made in Atlanta, we can't ignore that just because a few, going back to the statistics again, 44 to 56 schools were investigated and busted for cheating.
Yeah, what comes to mind is what Mr. Benjamin Rush rightly said when he said, controversy is dreaded by them that advocate errors.
That's right.
They are being uncovered and they can't stand it.
Yep.
We got to cover it up. Yep. Got to cover it up. Don't want no controversy. Don't want to be exposed for who we are. Well, what happens is truth is like fire and it spreads and you can't stop it.
You got it.
Amen.
And next they say, now that they've been busted, there's no way around it to escape it. Now they're going to tell you why things have happened, and we'll cover that on the next topic. I want you to understand why these socialist, liberal, God-hating freaks are saying that they just had to cheat on these schools. It wasn't their fault.
Lower the law and dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. They, folks, lower the law. They're not guilty anymore. Now they're sick. And what did you just say, Jake?
Yep. They're going to make excuses as to why it's not their fault.
We just cannot take responsibility for what we
this
just got
we
done doing.
Do.
We'll be right back after this break. We need to get them on some meds.
Poor people.
Jake. Yeah. How about some counseling, perhaps?
I would love that.
Yeah.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking about, are they really your friends? The mercies of the wicked are cruel, and you reap what you sow. Reaping and sowing for the situation with the school in Atlanta is you are reaping what you're allowing to be sowed in the situation. Again, you can't get away from it.
Yeah. These are your
kids. You can't overlook justice and expect to remain at liberty. Mm-hmm. And in this situation, these teachers are now saying, now that they're busted, that it's not their fault.
That's
well,
right.
Whose stinking fault is it? See, these people are teaching you to hate the laws that expose their crimes. You reap what you sow. So you allow all these teachers to commit crimes against the children by taking their test scores and they themselves erasing wrong answers and putting in right answers.
Yep.
This was just released yesterday, folks. Mm-hmm. We're coming off at the hinges in our country when we allow this garbage.
Yep.
They need to be prosecuted.
And here, this isn't like an uncommon theme. This has happened in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and New York City, all public and charter schools in recent years. Testing critics say the proliferation of cheating is a symptom of the country's obsession with testing and teacher accountability. Shouldn't we expect high test scores and teaching accountability? But this is what you get. However, it cannot be ignored that under Dr. Hall's leadership, the superintendent, said Duncan, that Atlanta Public Schools had reported huge double-digit jumps on national standard tests. Are you kidding me? This is a cheating superintendent?
It's not.
Superintendent?
It's a figment of your imagination.
But he wants to hold on to his righteousness and say his self-righteousness. Excuse me. You're right. There is no righteousness involved in this. This is what they blame. Well, you know, we were forced to cheat by this.
Oh.
Teachers and administrators in a setting like that feel set up for failure. They are stuck between a rock and a hard place because idiotic laws that have no relation to the educational reality and which are being enforced through sanctions that include closing the school and firing employees.
So let me say this.
So we need to cheat.
Yeah, so we need to cheat. So, like, because if my buddy comes over and says, let's go rob a store.
Yeah.
And I hang out with him knowing that he's robbing the store. And when we get busted for robbing the store, he looks at his buddy and says, well, he made me do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're accessory to the crime. It doesn't it doesn't matter. You knew what he was going to do, and you were a part of it.
That's right.
You had the responsibility to report the man's crime if you said he made you do it.
And we already saw what they would do to the teachers that would report these crimes. They would demonize them.
Good.
They would hate on them.
Good.
This is how far this got. Just listen to this, folks. Some teachers held changing, quote-unquote, parties at their home to fix students' answers, wearing rubber gloves so no fingerprints would get on any of the tests.
Incredible.
They had parties at their houses. This is a...
Hang on a second. I can tell you right now there's a lot more to this than
this
just this.
Oh, this is so incredibly
deep. I'm not talking about just education. There's more to this behind the scenes than just these crimes.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah, exactly. So it's making a prey again of the poor. Because a lot of these things happen, and this is what they blame it on. Oh, well, it's in low-income neighborhoods.
That's right.
Where students of color are concentrated. I believe the Bible says, woe unto you when you seek the blood of the fatherless, when you make a prey of the fatherless. That's exactly
God
where they're going.
He would judge them,
to the
right.
poor.
That's right. They couldn't do it. I'm from North Minneapolis. I lived there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Notice in North Minneapolis, where I was raised a welfare kid. I understand all this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
I get all this stuff. You couldn't advertise, you couldn't get away with what you can get away with in North Minneapolis and Edina.
That's right. No
which
way.
Is an upper echelon of the city. I mean, those are the wealthy people.
Yep.
They wouldn't tolerate it.
Mm-hmm.
But in North Minneapolis, you can do it and get away with it.
Yep.
When they begin to prey on the poor like that, that should even give you more of an idea as to who they are and what they are all about.
Yep, and what's behind them. That's exactly right. They institute, this is what the teachers say, and this is what the investigation says, and this is how they're trying to say, it's not our fault. Yes, we did cheat, but we were forced to, because you people in government and you people in the higher-ups, you institute a culture of fear and intimidation throughout our district, because we may lose our job.
Oh.
And so for the sake of keeping my job, I need to cheat.
In other words, to hell with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Into heaven with us.
That's right. So I can keep my job and get my rewards and my accolades.
Right. That's
because,
right.
Because, here we go, quote, people need their jobs, unquote.
Sure, sure. So what is that about?
It's all about them. It's not about the kids. It's not about the education. But this, again, shows you, when you forsake the law, when you forsake God's standard, you justify yourself at all costs. This superintendent is still denying that she had any idea. Dr. Hall and her administration emphasized test results and public praise to the exclusion of integrity and ethics.
Yep.
Dr. Hall either...
Shows you how sick he is.
Yeah.
This
woman is completely sick in the head.
And seriously, and I'm not saying sick. I'm saying that she is sick.
Yeah.
And she's a reprobate. There's no more contending because she's already seared her conscience. Yeah. And when you're in that state, you are considered mentally ill.
That's right.
And that's exactly what you're dealing with here.
And there's no mercy for that anymore. And it reminds me of the guy that Obama said, well, we should wait till he gets a chance to talk to somebody. You know, he was the illegal alien that came over and busted a girl.
Yeah, he raped a little 16-year-old girl and then he killed him. Obama tried to stop the execution yesterday.
Yeah.
But good for the Supreme Court. They said, no, execute him. They got rid of the trash.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to think, where is the logic in that mentality? I cannot believe that would...
I
just can't even believe
it. No, what he's doing is he's promulgating people to go
his colors.
Yeah, he is.
You know exactly what he's about.
That's right.
I love crime. I love criminals, and I'm going to protect them, and I'm going to use my office to do so. I'm using the blood of the veterans that died so I can have this office to do it.
But you know what you hear from the natural conservatives today, Jake?
What's that?
Don't disrespect the man.
Oh, boy.
Don't disrespect the office.
Well,
I know.
That.
Disrespect the veterans that gave him the opportunity to be in that position, that died so they can have the liberty to disrespect and desecrate the memories of those that did the fighting.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there you find the double-mindedness of that stand. Oh,
sure.
You can't disrespect the office. That would be bad. Well, then do we disrespect our veterans? Oh, heavens, no, don't do that. So then which one do we
do? Don't want that.
Oh, well, I've got to save my face here. If you look at the rest of this report, it just keeps going through this. They're coming up with more and more evidence. There's more justification for the teachers, for the people that are involved in it. They're going to fight this tooth and nail because this superintendent somehow had no idea that 44 out of her 56 schools were cheating.
Baloney.
And that there was 38 principals at the tops of these schools and that they were doing changing parties at their house to change test scores. She just thought that she was doing an excellent job of teaching her students how to learn and succeed.
She was doing an excellent job of looking out for herself, and violating those students is really what it comes down to.
That's right. And now you're seeing the people demand, the public demand, again, justice in the situation. There's no justification. I loved it when the Illinois governor got his.
What was the outcome? I never paid.
He's in prison.
Blagojevich?
Blagojevich. I just heard it yesterday from the guy who was sitting in for Jason. He said, "Yep, he's in prison." So the last guy spent time, and he said, "We're not sure yet where the new governor is going to go to prison or what for.
Amen.
We just haven't found out yet."
That's where America should be rejoicing when justice is satisfied.
That's
because
right.
That is real justice. I said over a year ago that it's not over with this guy,
mm-hmm.
folks. When he first got busted, Blagojevich. Mm-hmm. When he first got busted, you remember on the front page of the paper, it showed him with all the pastors around him praying with him,
yeah.
and that he was a Christian man. But behind closed doors, what was he doing? Committing crimes against the people.
And you know what's sick? He found some pastors to pray with him.
A couple people even died in the investigation. I wonder how convenient or inconvenient that truth would have been.
Yeah, I mean, look at that again. What the pastors were praying with this man. Bill Clinton, when he gets busted, what does he do? He goes and puts on a choir robe and sings in a choir. Where do these churches... Where are these pastors?
The pastors aren't preaching out against
exactly.
it. They coincide with it,
the
just like the Bible
same.
Told us. Jesus said, beware of the leaving of the Herods mm-hmm. and beware of the leaving of the Pharisees.
That's right.
The politicians and the church folks that aren't preaching out against the truth. Those are the enemies, the truth folks, because they got something to hide and they got something to save, namely their backsides.
That's right. And this is who society fears, those criminals in society, is true men of God, because they don't play with your garbage. They don't patronize your crime. And respect the office of the president.
Yeah.
When the president does unlawfully and disrespects his own office.
And that's all his radio show promulgates is exposing the crimes of the president. Once he begins to attack the president directly.
Don't get too personal or direct.
Right.
That's right.
How can the act be apart from the actor? Is he not guilty for the crimes that he's committed against the American people? Absolutely.
Yep, and it's like this too.
We know it, but just don't say it.
He would be upset if you claimed that he was a conservative, God-loving man. I'm talking about the president here.
Yeah.
He would be upset if you even said that. Well, why are so many people that claim to be conservative so quick to protect a man and say, oh, you can't say that about the office of president? I'm not confused.
That's right. He's disrespecting his office. We aren't.
That's right. And we're calling it out. And that's what God's preachers do. And that's why they are feared. That's why at the beginning of this country, it was the preachers who established justice in this nation, which caused the people to raise up. And we had a resistance. And now we have liberty.
Benjamin Franklin was right when he said, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. Put your foot down on it, folks. We're going to change topics. Next week, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we love you by what we do, and we will talk at you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bradley Dean has left the building.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.